open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to read a verse to you out of the Message Bible, the 13th verse, to give us some type of setup. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 13. It says, "See your herds," plural, "and flocks," plural, "flourish." Write that word down, flourish. The Lord is aiming to place those of us who He's going to use in flourishing finances. I also want you to write down, the money keep on flowing. Now, things come out of my mouth when I'm in this mode. Things come in my spirit that I don't know myself. But the money just keep on flowing. Flourishing money. Okay? Money that nothing can tie up, because it's functioning from a spiritual standpoint. It's supernatural money. See your herds and flock flourish. Now notice what the Message Bible say. And more money come in. He actually said that. And more money come in. You see that? That's powerful, eh? Watch your standard of living going what? That's powerful, man. When I ran up on there, I said, wow, wow, this is just what I needed to see. Your more and more money come in, watch your standard, well, quite naturally, the money come in, your standard of living not going to stay in the same place. Your standard of living going, but he didn't say up. He said going up and up. And that's good news. So I want to minister some things to you this afternoon that will affect that. You remember I started off the other night, I talked about the right type of preaching. We went to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, "I didn't come to you with enticing word of man and wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power." I want you to turn to a passage with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 for a moment. And I'm going to talk about, money demonstration cometh to the body of Christ. Money demonstration. We need some demonstration of money. Listen to what I'm saying, class. We've gotten so far behind. We need some miracles. And some signs. And some financial wonders. Are you following me? But we're in the right place at the right time. If we listen, we yield to the Holy Spirit. So, say this with me. Money demonstration cometh to me now. Say it again. Money demonstration. And I'm saying demonstration plural. And when I say demonstration, I want you to think about miracle, sign, wonder, supernatural. When you're saying, okay, money demonstration cometh to me now. Let me show you a money demonstration that you know about. Everybody should know about the 17th chapter of Matthew. Tax needed to be paid. Write this down. I will not get out by the normal route. But I want you to have that. I want you to have that so you can look at it. I will not get out by the normal route. So I'm going to need not a demonstration. I'm going to need demonstrations. So I expect miracles, signs, and wonders in my finances from this day forward. Write it down, write it down. I expect miracles. What? Wonders and signs in my ministry too. In my life from this day forward. Demonstrate. Now don't worry about how the demonstration is going to come. Your job is not a demonstration. Your job is an obligation. But the demonstration, I'm talking about things happening out of the, your sister. Yeah, things happening out of the ordinary. It looks so much alike. I had to ask him. I never said. Out of the ordinary. Money demonstration. In other words, that's something you can't drive.
Yes, sir.
It's something that the spirit supernaturally got to happen.
Yes, sir.
That's the only one we'll get out, because we can't get out by normal pattern. Church been stuck too long, all right? So you here to hear about money demonstration.
Yes, sir.
And demonstration can go on at your house while you here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you receiving?
Yes,
now what did I tell you, Tony? You gotta help me. Imagine, yeah, we just look at it. Let's just look at this for a minute. I wasn't aiming to go over there, but I need to go there now. Because when I started talking about money demonstration, this is such a demonstration here. And I don't need you telling me about you know the passage.
Yes, sir.
All I want to do, you know the fish.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The miracle took place in the fish mouth.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm not, I don't want you to tell me you know the scripture.
Yes, sir.
We want to deal with the manifestation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what that means? That means that miracle, or miracle just like it, can happen over and over again. We've been so excited about Jesus and the fish, we didn't get the miracle. He was trying to show us that he can make it happen. Anywhere, anytime, in any way. That's the kind of thinking we have to have. We got to get off this normal pattern that we know the scripture. The scripture is not talking about the scripture. The scripture is giving you a way to function. It's just showing you that it can, anything you see in that Bible can happen in your life. But you got to have the expectation for it, or you can be a rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
You're rehearsing the scripture.
Yeah.
And you're getting excited. Oh, I never saw money in a fish. Woo!
Yes,
he's trying to show you I can do it anywhere, at any time, for anybody who trusts me. Come on, y'all got to hear what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
This is God opening up a whole new world of us.
Yes, sir.
Scriptures are to show you what I can do.
Yes, sir. Yes.
For you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not what I did for Peter.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Come on, now let's see this thing.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to move. We're moving. This afternoon we're going to move. Move your position.
Yes, sir.
Move your expectation.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Move your revelation.
Right.
Move your manifestation.
Yes.
Move your demonstration.
Yes.
Personalizing it.
Yes, sir.
Peter don't need to pay no more tax.
No, sir.
You don't pay taxes where Peter at. Ain't no taxes in heaven.
Right.
We need to pay taxes.
Yes, sir.
So the lesson for us, not for Peter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on,
yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Look at verse 17:27. I'm not going to read the whole story. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go out of the sea and cast in a hook, take up the fish that first comes up. Don't go fishing.
Yeah.
Your fishing days are over.
Yes, sir.
The first, the fish that first comes up, you know, see that word? I didn't coin money coming. That wasn't a phrase I coined.
Yeah.
money cometh came to me out of the Lord's mouth, and he used the word cometh. The word cometh is you. Word cometh is not a normal word to you. Money cometh to me now. Or the two words were just money cometh. It's not a normal word. You said money come. Money coming mean a continuous process. A continuous flow. So when he said the first fish that coming, that means that's not the only fish. That's not the only money miracle. Come on, children. That's why that word said it just to inform you that there's a lot of money miracles waiting on somebody to claim. Yes, sir. What I said? There's a lot of money miracles waiting on you to claim.
Yeah.
Could you say, would you say that money in the fish mouth, would you say that was a miracle?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if he'd have caught 13 fish, maybe one of them might have picked some up off the bottom, but he said the first one that come in. So nobody can be generalizing the miracle.
Right, yeah.
Jesus didn't mess around with it. He did it. Bam, he do it.
Right, sir.
So you can't come up with all your history and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, let's just look at a few things. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 for a minute. Man, talk about y'all think it's on scripture for the morning and the evening seed. But in the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes, they talk about a morning and an evening, how fast you won't get out. I talk about a morning and an evening seed. Y'all think somebody just thought that up. That's in the scripture.
Yes, it is, sir. It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is there's a verse we haven't dealt with. And I want to deal with it a little bit this afternoon. Verse 10 in the 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Because Proverbs 26:2 says a curse causeless shall not come. And so why the large percentage of the body of Christ are living under financial curses? Why? You're in debt? You're living from paycheck to paycheck? That's a curse. That's cursing you out every day. That's vulgar language to be broke. But you got to ask the right question. Now he says here, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? He said, don't say that. For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. See, men talking about it, having meeting about it. No, the answer is in here. The Bible says, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And then you get down, that the blessing of Abraham, you know what the blessing of Abraham was,
yes,
right? Might come on the Gentile through faith. So if you don't ask a question, if you don't ask the proper question, you may get an answer, but you don't have the right answer. God's money does not manifest in places where there's not God wisdom to handle it. And one cannot have God wisdom if they don't ask the right question and get the revelation on how God miracles, signs, and wonders can wipe out everything and put them in another position. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Demonstrations.
Yes,
sir. Prosperity demonstration.
Yes.
Prosperity and miracle. We need some miracle.
Yes.
Signs and wonders.
Yes.
We need not get our eyes off of the normal pattern. Talk to me up in here.
Yes.
Get our eyes off the normal way.
Right.
We got business to take care of.
Yes, sir.
And it don't take normal way money to handle what we're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
So the pattern, matter of fact, here's what I'm saying. The mold, that's $1,000. The mold need to be broken. The pattern need to be broken. The workaholic mindset need to be broken by godly wisdom. What I said, by what?
Godly wisdom.
Money wisdom.
Money wisdom.
Wealth wisdom. Prosperity wisdom.
Prosperity.
Increased wisdom.
Increased wisdom.
Abundant wisdom.
Abundant wisdom.
Belong to the child of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you say, Jesus, see, my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. What if you decide to wear Jesus' money yoke? You never heard that, because I never heard it either. Let Jesus put his money yoke on you.
Yes, sir.
By his wisdom,
yes, sir.
By his way,
yes.
By putting money in a fish mouth for you. The fish, see, the fish don't have to be a fish. See,
yes.
somebody's hand can be the fish mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My God.
Yes.
So, I want to impart to you the anointing of money coming will cause money demonstration in your life. Money coming, money demonstration. Money coming within itself is a money demonstration trying to get where you are. It's a word from God to you. Money coming is as strong as the anointing of the money being in the fish mouth.
Yes, sir.
Money coming came through Jesus,
yes.
Came through the Holy Spirit, came through the fish mouth.
Yes, sir.
See, that's seeing it realistically and breaking the disconnection that we have, always trying to get somewhere. And God sent us a word to put us there. We can normalize it and neutralize it and don't put it in the right perspective, and then it no longer creates miracle, just a sound. So he goes on to say, this is powerful. You ask the wrong question, you get the wrong answer. Look at the 11th verse. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there's no profit. It's profit to them that see the sun. Now, when I first saw this in the 12th verse, and I saw the company that money must keep, it was powerful to me. For wisdom is a defense. And what a category to put money with. And money is a defense. And I understand it clearly. I understand the wisdom world. I understand the money world. See? And I understand that this world is more of a money world than a wisdom world, this world here. You know, like going to the laundry, going shopping for groceries and stuff like that. It's more of a money than wisdom. See, so just like you need wisdom, you need money. They both are defense. They're defense. Powerful, man. Money, money characterized with wisdom. For wisdom, verse 12, the defense is money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge that wisdom gives life to them to have it. So you need both of them. You need wisdom and you need money. All right. There are financial anointings waiting to be released in money demonstrations. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to say something. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The reward of plenty is waiting for the body of Christ to claim through willingness and abundance. Go, give me on the Isaiah 1:19 in the Living Bible. Isaiah 1:19 in the Living Bible, give me that. My. Most of you all has been trying to help yourself too much. And you have depended upon self too much. And self have become your financial enemy. Y'all don't want to talk, y'all don't want to say amen this evening. But you're trying so hard.
Yes,
the Spirit of God. You're trying so hard you don't know how to give up. And you can't yield a direction until you give up. Hold that. Put it back up there. Because I want to take it. If you only let me help you, if you only obey me, if you only obey, then who? Why are you not rich? You didn't let him.
Yes, sir. You let him.
Here's why now. Here's why. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Here's why. Help me, Holy Ghost. Here's why. Deuteronomy 8, 17, and 18 must be compared. And I want you to find out where you are. You in verse 17 or you in verse 18?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. Let's give it to me in the King James for it. It's clear. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. And he's not going to permit this. God is not going to permit this because this is going to make a clown out of you. You're not going to have no wisdom. You're not going to have no stability. You're married. The first fine woman wank her eye at you. You got all the money you need. You're gone. Now you're going to mess your marriage up for some hussy that wank her eyes at you. You got a lot of money and you ain't got no tension. You just got money. And that's what she's winking about. And you don't have enough wisdom in you to know you got a good wife. All your needs met. You with your stupid self going out and you see, because you got rich, you got money, but you ain't got no wisdom. Oh, she coming. I call Joseph up. She coming. When Joseph was operating in his prosperity, that woman, Joseph, the Bible said he was a good looking man. That woman came after him. Joseph ran partially naked. You can have this garment, but you can't have me. I'm out of here. Because I can get another garment.
Yes,
But I can't get another place with God like I got right now. I'm gone. But he had wisdom. I tell these boys, y'all got to live clean now. I ain't got time for this fooling. I ain't got time for this fooling. We ain't got time to even have no prayer meeting about your stupidity. You know what you're supposed to do. All right, let's go back to the lesson now. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. God can't permit that. Because you're not going to yield to him if that happens. He said, I want you to be able to say, I'm the one give you power. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go down the line sort of quickly. Some things the Lord spoke to me. I thought I was going to go another route, but he wanted me to deal with this. Debt cancellation money demonstration. What I say? Second Kings chapter 4, 1 through 7. You don't know how he going to do it. He told this woman, borrow pots. And I'm going to keep the oil flowing until I get you out of debt. But I'm not only going to get you out of debt, I'm going to put enough oil in that pot for you to live off for the rest of your life. Debt free. He did it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, just because you proclaim you're a Christian or a prophet or a great biblical scholar don't mean you're going to have no money. Because her husband was one of the prophets. Yes, sir. Left her broke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
He left her broke with all his scriptures and all of his meeting he went to and all the convention they had. He left her broke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the prophet, the real prophet, said, true prophet not gonna let you down. I got a word for you. Go borrow some pots. Something about to happen in your life. It should have happened. Woo! God talking to somebody. God said, you've been serving me and loving me. It should have happened for you a long time ago. Who am I talking in here? Who am I talking to? You should have been out a long time ago. You should have had your pot of oil a long time ago. You should be living on what I've taught you. Supernaturally. Debt cancellation money demonstration cometh to the body of Christ. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Powerful, man. Now you had an expectation for that. You don't know how. You don't know when. Listen to me now, but you know why. You know why you're going to get that supernatural debt cancellation in your life. You know why. Because it's spoken to your life prophetically right now. It don't have to be the fish. It don't have to be the pot of oil. But he got a way to manifest in your life supernaturally. Are you ready for it? Sit down. Here's another one. Listen, I want you to hear this one. Deliverance demonstration that seemed impossible.
Come on.
Deliverance demonstration. We talk about money now.
Yes, sir.
That seemed impossible. It seemed like I got to go the whole 30 years. It seemed like I got to go the whole 20 years. It seemed like I got the whole go the whole 10 years. No. Not for this. No, we're not talking. No. See, deliverance demonstration that seem impossible. And you remember 1 Kings 17? The woman said she was gathering the sticks and stuff. And her little boy gonna make their last meal and die. But a prophet showed up. He said, the first thing I want to get you to do, woman, to know how, you need to know how to sow.
Yes, sir.
He said, I want to teach you how to sow. And after you learn how to sow, everything else is going to take care of itself.
Yes, sir.
Go get me some water and bring me a cake.
Yes, sir.
I ain't coming to get it. Bring it to me.
Yes, sir.
Bring it.
Come on, bring. Yes, sir.
So the Lord spoke to me, the meal is not going to go waste. Said the meal gonna come up in the barrel.
Yes, sir.
And it happened exactly like he said. It seemed impossible. But she got a miracle, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't reading all them scriptures. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Write this down. Dominion in finances that cannot be denied. That's Genesis 26, 12 through 16, as Isaac, sowing that famine, seed in famine, got so rich that the government in that city couldn't handle him. They asked him to leave, but they had to go back and get him because when he left, everything dried up.
Yes,
they went back and got him. He said, you come on back.
Yes, sir.
Gonzales, where I'm from, don't know why she's so prosperous.
Yes, sir.
But it's because me and Carolyn lived there.
Yes.
And the gates open.
Yes, sir.
And all the windows open.
Yes,
and all the doors open.
Yes, sir.
Because we got a special anointing there.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
And I want to talk to you about destroying lack with abundance. Destroying lack with abundance. You got John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20, 2 Corinthians 9:8. You're going to put scripture. John 10:10. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3:20. I tell you what, somebody in this meeting wanted to be here.
Yes, sir.
I got a flow. I'm going through somebody.
Yes,
he got a flow. I'm in my anointing. He got a flow in there, boy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many contrary people in there, but I know he got somebody in there.
Yes,
what? There's a freedom in here.
Yes,
I received your seed. All right now, debt cancellation, debt canceling, money demonstration. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Debt, all right, deliverance demonstration.
Yes.
That seem impossible. You got that? I give you the scripture. Dominion, did I give you the scripture?
Yes.
Dominion in finances that cannot be denied. I'll give you the scripture.
Yes,
Genesis 26, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Destroying lack with abundance. I like that.
Yes,
destroying lack with abundance.
Abundance.
All right. All right, I want you to write down dining at the king's table.
Yes, sir.
And stop begging at the enemy table.
Yes.
You know, that's Psalm 23:5. That's Luke 16, 19, 21, because I know the man was a Christian, because when they died, he went in Abraham's bosom and the other man went to hell.
Yeah.
So there was a Christian begging to eat off a sinner table. We got to stop begging.
Yes, sir.
For this world to take care of us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We got to let this world know who we are.
Yes, sir.
We got a source that is invisible.
Yes, sir.
We got a supply that can't run out.
Yes, sir.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
We know somebody named Jehovah Jireh.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Then along this line, we got to think about distribution that will release the gospel.
Yeah.
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Anybody out yet?
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 I can't do much with spectators and visitors.
Yeah.
they don't get involved. They don't recognize what territory they in and what the Lord any moment. The quickening factor of the spirit. They don't realize, don't care how long you've been fighting it, a quickening factor, a quickening move of the Holy Ghost can change everything in a moment.
Yes,
not a second, a moment.
Yes, sir.
And so there must be, when you're in a meeting like this, the Holy Ghost is here.
Yes, sir.
All of the ministry gifts, all of the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit is available to work.
Yes, sir.
That's a powerful mean that. So when you're in a meeting, you have to keep your expectation open and stop generalizing your situation, because the Spirit has no respect for your situation.
Yes, sir.
Because there's nothing the Spirit can't do something about.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
so you got to have an expectation in a meeting like this. Because you might be the very one God won't work on right now. See, who does Jesse Jackson say, keep hope alive when you're in a meeting like this. See, because what Katara Labasa, Hosara Basha, what Abraham had to do was change natural hope in Romans chapter 4 into supernatural hope. Because naturally him and Sarah wasn't going to have no baby. But because God told him, he had supernatural hope. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's able to do it. And I'm going to trust what he said. So he became fully persuaded that what God had promised, he also. Without my help. Able to perform. And he did it. There's a grace on you for prosperity. When you became a child of God, in that grace, prosperity came. When you were born again, prosperity grace came in your life. And so when we come ministering like that, our job is to, if we know how, stir up that aspect of grace in you. Not only sowing grace, not only receive healing grace, but there's a prosperity grace living on the inside of you.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not by might. Nor by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. These scriptures apply to every aspect of blessing. So your deliverance, your demonstration are not by might, nor by power, nor by job, nor by figuring it out. It's by my spirit. Are you ready for your financial miracle?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's time now. How many of y'all agree with me?
It's
only going to be a remnant. I believe you part of the remnant.
Yes,
it's only going to be a remnant in the body of Christ that's going to see God's grace of prosperity. Oh, how he waiting. Somebody just give me a chance to pour it out on him. Stop trying to live from Deuteronomy 8:17. Start living in Deuteronomy 8:18.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll give you the power to get well. We need financial miracle. That's just $500. We need financial miracle, financial sign, and financial wonders. And I want you to say this with me. And I receive them
in the name of Jesus.
Right now. They're in my life.
They ain't
gonna holler. That's an anointing stirring in here. That's an anointing stirring in your forehead. I receive your seed and release your harvest up. $100 check. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Sit down, let's finish. We're gonna go. Let's look at this. I'm going to make a statement. I made it before. I still don't think the body of Christ caught it, but I believe y'all are going to catch it here. Your prosperity is not really all about you. You understand? God desire and need some of his children to accept his prosperity and walk in it so he can get his job done on earth. When a visionary stand and give their vision, somebody need to be able to pay for it. Y'all don't want to talk to him up in here. God wants you prosperous, so if he need $85,000, you the man. Hold up, Pastor. We need to pick up an offering. I'm about to send my little girl up there with the check. You say $85,000? Hold it. Take the other offering for something else. I got this. Y'all don't even believe me. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I receive, man. That's $2,000 right there. Sound like, feel like money too. I'm talking to you. Hold up, Pastor. You gonna pick up an offering? No, don't worry, you know it, Pastor. The Lord sent me here to back you up. You said 85?
Here it is.
I'm gonna give 15 more just in case something else come up. I don't feel like writing no $85,000 check, so I'm gonna write $100,000. Oh, you don't believe that's you. You don't believe that's you. Look at you. You don't believe that's you. You don't believe that's you. You don't believe that. You think I'm talking to somebody else? If he talking to anybody on this road, easily done. You know why I know it? I'm one. It just as easy for me to write a $100,000 check as a 40-cent check. I don't even have to breathe. I don't even have to think about it. I don't even. So I know he did it for me. But you got to do what I did.
Yes, sir.
You got to do what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm preaching is what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
I expect a miracle every day in my finances. Sit down. Let me. Oh, hallelujah. Preach myself happy. Notice that in 1 Timothy chapter 6. No, I ain't going to verse 10. We've been in verse 10 too doggone long and got stuck in verse 10 and never saw verse 17. As a Baptist boy preacher, we preached verse 10 and never went to verse 17. And then when we read verse 17, we thought we were talking to somebody else. A Christian not supposed to be rich in this world. See, the voice ain't talking about no Christian.
Come on, fix it.
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Who giveth us richly all things to what? You got it, girl. Go ahead. Good dancing. Give us richly all things to enjoy. Now, It's going to take me to say this. Everybody wouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. I've been poor. And now I'm rich.
Yeah.
It's better. And I'm enjoying every moment of it. I ain't sad, and I ain't trying to be a poverty to be a Christian. I'm a rich Christian. And Jesus wants a lot of rich Christians. Is anybody here? Oh, I read it. And hit it again. Anybody here? You being set up.
Yes, sir.
The revelation, the impartation, and the anointing been put out in this room, these three sections.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You qualify to be rich. My wife would say to you, just take one and listen at it. Anytime a man's wife got confidence in his revelation, you know. You are set up, they're going to shake the church world up. You are set up in this house to be rich. No, not all my books and tape, just the three sections we had here. You become a prosperity demonstrator, having prosperity demonstration in your life on daily basis, because you expect demonstration. Sit down, let me try to finish. Getting this? That's a strong anointing here for it. I want you to see it so badly. It's so easy. It's God's will. Most of the body of Christ will never see what we're talking about. They're stuck in their own stubborn way, and they don't realize when God is trying to get them somewhere else. Don't let that happen to you up in here. Strong surges of the Holy Ghost is in this house. I can't hardly stand it, man. How, if for lack of a better word, we use this word wrong, but how bad God want to get to somebody, some of his children who really love him and dedicated people and aiming for it, and hear God landing on a chair for him. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. But you got to do whatever he says to you. Do it.
Yes, sir.
See, for this, you have to have your spirit and your soul and your senses in alignment. Okay? All right. Now, your sonship your friendship and your partnership have to be in alignment. Let me explain that. I'm God's son. I'm Jesus' friend. That's scripture, you know. Jesus said, the servant don't know I call you friend, because the servant don't know what I'm doing. I'm Jesus' friend. And I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Sonship, friendship, and partnership. Write that down. Jesus Christ. This, you see, you have to know that. Then you want your your soul, your spirit, your soul, and your senses in alignment. Now, when I say senses, somebody say, oh, that's Hebrews 5.
Yes, sir. All day. Yes,
sir. When maturity comes, not only is your spirit in alignment,
yeah.
It's just good. You got good spiritual senses.
Yeah. Yes,
you can train your senses.
Yes,
and then you can read down in Timothy, it talks about be ready to distribute. So you can't have it and God can't handle it. So you got to be ready to be a distributor, distribution to his purpose and his plan in the earth's realm. Not just to buy a car. You can't buy so many cars. You know, then they're just a car. Dreams manifested on purpose by the glorious provision of God. And that's Genesis 37. That boy had the many quote. Hear what I'm about to say. I'll prophesy. All money dramas come to an end in your life today. All drama, all everything that caused you to have to think about it, come to an end because you have enough revelation, enough information, enough instruction, enough anointing now,
yes, sir,
to walk like you know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
No matter how it look,
yes,
I live in an invisible world that may manifest any moment.
Yeah.
Got it? Where that impartation? It might manifest. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know who it's coming through. But somebody got to turn it loose. Because it belong to me.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me up in here. Talk to me up in here. You're either a schemer or a dreamer. We got to let these schemes go and turn into be a gleamer. Gleaming like roof. Gleam from that field,
yeah,
but her gleaming was temporary.
Yes, sir.
She gleamed, but then she became my honor. And the person who left the gleam for her was working for her.
Yes, sir.
A dreamer. And I got some more coming with this. I promise you in the future. A dreamer is one who lived in the world of godly imagination. That must become a reality.
Yes, sir.
We don't use your imagination as a supernatural camera,
yeah,
that God has placed in you to make invisible things become visible.
Yes,
he said, even if worldly folks in the 11th chapter of Genesis, I got to close, begin to use their imagination, he said, if I don't stop them, nothing going to be restrained from them. So if it worked that way on that side, if I start seeing myself out of debt, if I start seeing myself rich, if I start seeing myself write a $100,000 check, if I start using my imagination and disconnecting from my generation, disconnecting from my family, how we came through, and hook up with God properly, it got to come to pass. Because there's nothing powerful enough in the universe to stop your imagination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you got a holy imagination.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. And he'll show you on a screen before you get there. I saw some things before I got there. I'm seeing some other things now. How you think I own 4 jets? I saw it. When it's time to get a bigger one, he showed it to you.
Yes, sir.
The jet I'm in now, I sat in one 15, 20 years ago. 25 years ago. You took me over there. My daughter went into the restroom of that jet. We're just looking at it, you know. We ain't got no mind that God's trying to show us where we were going. My daughter came out the restroom in that jet, the jet I'm on tonight. You know, she said, "Daddy, Mom, that restroom is so big up in this jet." We just, you know, yeah, well, that's nice, baby, you know. You know, we ain't think about we gonna have one, you know. We ain't gonna ever use it, you know. We just God was just showing me 25 years ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
What kind of jet he wanted me to fly.
Yes, sir.
Not 2 engines, 3.
That's right.
Not 1 restroom, 2. Not no seat you're trying to get in.
Right.
You just fall out. My 2 grandsons, Jeremy and Joshua. Jeremy is sitting right in front of me. Joshua in the next street in front of Mom. Next seat in front of Mom. And I'm explaining to them why we fly, why we're not in line. The boy 8 years old. Looking out the window of his pawpaw jet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God can do it.
Yes, sir.
And he's doing it right up in here, right now, if you got the capability or the desire to receive it.
Yes, sir.
It's on, baby.
It's on.
See, revelation plus anointing plus impartation went on in these 3 sessions. I ministered to the pastor and his wife. Ministered to him. I know where he's supposed to be. He's been a son. How many years you been a son?
22 years.
22 years. He's supposed to be kicking me in the back.
Yeah.
Said, "Dad, if you slow up, I'm about to pass you up." And that ain't gonna happen. But he's supposed to be kicking me in the back.
Yes, sir.
And he will kick me in the back. Yeah. I got them boys and boys kicking me now. Yes, they're kicking. Sir. I gotta stay out of their way.
Yes,
so every now and then I gotta go a little higher.
Yes, sir.
A little higher.
Yes, sir.
I gotta set a goal for them.
Yes, sir.
They with me, they don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yes, sir.
You know. We was in one state, we was there. Now I got a custom-made golf car, but I changed the RV and it's a different color. So now I got to buy a golf car to color the RV I bought.
Yes, sir.
You said, "But you can ride the other one." No, I can't ride the other one, baby. It's the wrong color. I got to get one that... It's just fun. I'm just having fun. What money for? I don't have them on 1, 2, 3, 4 golf car already. But 5 won't hurt. And I don't play golf. I just ride around the RV park looking at other RV and waving my hand.
Yes, sir.
That's what money for though.
Yes, sir.
Money to have fun.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord is testing somebody in here. Because you can't handle a 5 golf car, you can handle nothing I preach.
Yes, sir.
Why do he need 5? You ain't got nothing to do with that. You go get in your little Mickey Mouse car and drive to your house. Listen, I'm trying to tell you what God want to do for you.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
I don't have to tell y'all what I have. I still got it. But I'm trying to display my Father.
Yes,
I'm trying to say he's a good God.
Yes,
I'm trying to say he ain't lying. All them scriptures he backed those scriptures up. If somebody take him up on it.
Yes,
and I believe you're going to take him up on it.
Yes,
am I right?
Yes,
Enough, that's all. Well, that's enough.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, another offering. Sit down. Another offering. That's the only way you're going to get out. I don't need the offering. You need the soul.
Yes.
You got money looking for me right now.
Yes, sir.
Money always looking for me. Say it.
Money always looking for me.
And let the money find you.
Let the money find you.
Let the money find you. And them boys, let me see them boys hang with me, they can handle it. They don't know what I'm going to do. He said, you know, you might get hot. He looking for another golf cart? Then we talking to a man about a golf cart. And then we told him about the price. He said, well I don't, I walked on off. Them boys, I got back in my car, pulled on off. I ain't got to be messing with you. If I was looking for credit, I might talk to you. I got money in my pocket, man. You just missed a sale. You don't know who you talking to.
Right.
I might have tipped you the rest.
Yes, sir.
Keep me right, you know what I'm saying? I'm bragging, man. I'm bragging on a big God.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I don't serve a small God. Who in y'all don't serve a small God? Our God is a big God.
Yes,
he's a good God. If you need an envelope, lift your hand. Push it down now. Hallelujah. How many got blessed?
Amen.
Some of y'all must be businessmen. Y'all give me some mean looks sometimes. Y'all look. I can handle it, though.
You get it?
I can handle a mean look. You ain't gonna change me. I cam you rich, I'm going to leave rich. He did it. I'm bragging on God. Somebody got to brag on God in this area. You know, everybody brag, I got the Holy Ghost, jump around. Now, God do more than just to jump around. Flat broke, not smart, live in the deep south where they try to keep their foot on black folks. I got from under their foot, walked out, God led me. When they look up, I was higher than them. Ain't nothing they can do about it.
Nothing.
I didn't say isn't nothing, I said ain't nothing they can do about it. Because when you got money, you don't have to talk right. Stand up. Say this with me. I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
The money. Just keep on coming.
Just keep on coming.
God can get anything.
Can get anything.
From anybody.
From anybody.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
For me.
Now.
I'm coming out.
I'm
going to stay out. And I'm going to
help a lot of other people.
Get out. This is my moment.
This is my time.
I received
last night,
this morning,
and this afternoon.
Belong to me.
I'm going to
walk in it.
I'm going to
live in it.
I'm
going to
wear it
from now on.
In Jesus' name.
So be it. Now lift it up. Lift it up. Father, I release the harvest. I release the anointing of money coming so on every one of these seeds that have been sown in all three services right now. Every word I've spoken may it begin to manifest individually in every person under the sound of my voice. I bless these seeds, the debt cancellation, the financial demonstration be in every person's life, every home, every ministry, and every business. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit down, he's gonna serve you. I was sitting to the dining room table, and you haven't been to a dining room table unless you've been to my wife's table. My wife buys dishes every day, and I'm talking about money dishes.
Yes, sir.
But I was sitting there eating with my middle son. I have three sons, and they were in the middle of a conversation. And Jesus told me, he says, applaud me. And I sat there and I began. And the conversation, I just interrupted the conversation. And I had to tell him, I said, Jesus told me, applaud him. And I went on the porch. And he told me again. He said, applaud, man. Not just me. See, should I say this, Lord? No, I'll leave it alone. I want you to leave with that. Sometimes, in the most unlikely places, he will ask you to do something. See if you're ashamed to look like you're off your rocker. All of a sudden, you just say, I'm applauding Jesus. So whatever he asks me to do, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
See, you know, it may to the natural make you look stupid. That's all right. I'd rather be stupid in front of you than in him. Yes, and so sometimes he call you to side, and I'm not talking about no fanatical thing you done frill up in your mind, but I'm talking about something the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Be ready to do it. But at that time, that's when you're on the brink of your miracle. Sometimes you'll test you right before the miracle start manifesting. See what you really do. What he tell you to do. He has so many ways to reach us. Why? Because he's a supernatural God. And he operates in supernatural ways. Well, I've been blessed. I don't know if you've been blessed. I want you to know. I want you to know that I love you, and I want you. I preach like I preach, and I'm strong, and I come right at you because I know it belongs to you. I know it got a lot of people up in this house right now love God. And so lift your hand and give the benediction. Unending benediction. Father, we thank you that the things that have been spoken will come to pass in every person's life. We praise and honor you right now. Thank you for this house, this man of God, this woman of God, these people of God who opened their door for us to come in. We thank you. We bless this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed as you go. Be blessed. Be blessed.